And we start in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome, you big, bloody, beautiful legend. What time ho gaya, bro? I really relate with Ranveer Singh these days. I swear I'm relating with Ranveer Singh. I'll tell you why. Point number one. Thoda eccentric aadmi. Apan bhi thode eccentric hai, right? Handsome aadmi. Apan bhi thode handsome hai, right? Little bit. Tu scale mat. Matlab tu scale to scale mat dekh, right? Just scale it down a little is what I mean. I essentially relate with Ranveer Singh because वो आदमी जो भी करे बेचारा he can do nothing right. कपड़े पहने तो problem, ना पहने तो problem. वो उस it's I relate so fucking much. I'm serious. I feel like काम करो तो problem, ना करो तो problem. Boss को काम दिखाओ, boss बोलेगा ये बराबर नहीं है. अच्छा नहीं करेंगे तो नहीं करो तो भी problem. That's it works like that only. The world is very brutal. You can't do anything right. Matter, tu hi kapde pehen. Usko ghumne de jaise ghumna hai. Usko nanga ghumna hai. Usko pehen chut. Kya? Dude, but this is the crazy part. Like, you know, when you start talking about acceptance and you say, arre nanga ghume pehen chut. Haan, ghum liya abhi. Usko peeli shirt, yellow pant pehen hai haan pehen ha. Peeli and yellow are the same thing. ब्लू शर्ट येलो पैंट पहनना है उसको तू भी पहन दो पहन वो भी पहन लिया उसने सूट पे पान का फकिंग वो भी पहन लिया उसने तो उसको जो पहनना है पहनने दे हम लोग ने बोला भाई ने पहना तुम लोग को प्रॉब्लम था राइट वी वेंट ऑन अबाउट एक्सेप्टेंस एंड हाउ वी शुड एक्सेप्ट एवरीबडी ही गॉट एक्सेप्टेड इन सोसाइटी And then when you accept him, then you have a problem. Hum accept karenge, but I say accept. That is the problem with the world. There's barriers to acceptance. You should accept everybody for who they are. Or else don't accept him. Abhi, ye nobat aage hai ke aadmi nanga ghoom raha hai, tabhi bhi problem hai. Like, kya hi kare? He's gone down to bare nudity and we still have a problem. He's gone down to the degree of being... He's been homo sapien, not sapien sapien, like us. He's gone to the era when people didn't have clothing items, so they roamed freely. We all want to connect to our roots, man's connecting to his roots, and we still have a problem. Everybody wants to see his dick root. He showed his dick root. Recruit, nahi, dick root. Oh, it's a V rehta na. Hum, for everybody, who don't have abs, the part under your belly is called a dick root. Just letting you know. But that's the problem. That is the fucking problem. No matter what, he can't do anything right. Nothing. There is absolutely nothing he can do right. But on that note, sorry, I'm uploading after a while. क्या चल रहा है bro? आजकल दुनिया में मेरे को idea नहीं है bro. काम में अटके पड़े fucking office shit bro. I don't know. I hope my boss doesn't see. Is it a problem if I'm trashing my boss on the internet? She's a lovely lady, but if I have problems with my boss and I put it out on the internet, I air it on social media, that doesn't seem to be a nice thing, right? That fucks up my future prospects, I assume. Like if I put up a reel saying, oh, when your boss is a bitch and next day at work, it's playing on the common TV. Hey Karan, here's what you spoke about us and our company. I don't want to be in that position, so I'm going to keep it for when I get fired. Bro, do you know anybody that's been fired? Like, I actually like... Second, huh? Do you know anybody that's been fired? Like, I don't seem to like... I've never known anybody that's been fired. I know people that have resigned who are about to get fired. But nobody's ever come and shared with me that, hey buddy, I've been fired. Guess people keep that to themselves, I'm assuming. Like, I don't know, man. I don't have any idea. I'm having water. This is not coffee. Bro, anybody who loves coffee struggles with this long-term problem of dealing with its addiction. It's just, I think people like have enjoy their coffee and all. Bro, apan aajkal ice latte lunch ke liye kha rahe. This is so much into coffee I've gotten that my breakfast, lunch, dinner is coffee. Subah utke coffee, dopahar mein lunch ke liye kya khana hai? Ice latte. Excuse me? My colleagues asked me, Karan, what are we eating for lunch today? Like, we are out, you know, in the market. We are trying to get some sales and all. They go, like, lunch kare? Haan, lao. Kadak chai. Haan? Chai? Yeah, I'm diversifying. Going international. Assamese red tea. Get me that. Fuck, bro. Chilling shit, bro. Chilling shit. Aajkal football bhi mera kam ho gaya hai. Soch raha hu kal se MMA chalu karun. Ye sab aadha life soch mein chala jata hai. Half your life is going to go in thinking. I am assuring you, most of your life is going in thinking only. How does someone stop thinking? This is a problem. I envy the people who can shut their brain off and just be. Like, how can you just be? Like, when I watch Peaky Blinders, I can't shut my brain off. I am Tommy Shelby. I am Arthur. When I watch Modern Family, I am Phil. I am Claire. When you watch, bro, to the extent of when I watch Tarak Mehta also. You imagine, what would I do if I was Jethalal? Huh? The fuck? Jethalal who? A fat 5'4" dude in the middle of somewhere in Koregaon. Who's a fucking electronic, gada electronic salesman is what he is. Owns a fucking store. And you're telling me, you relate with him. Huh? As his wife puts up a monvrat and you're telling me that you relate to him. Firstly, you know what? I'm trying to understand who are the men who have problems with their girlfriends of being too much. Like, look, man. I don't have that problem. Like, I don't... Apna girlfriend situation thoda... Let's say apna haath Jagannath. But people who have a problem with their girlfriends being too needy, being like, you know, overly extra, I think they don't see how problematic. The problem of the thinker is, you know what? The problem of someone who perceives the world well is that you know when bullfuckery is up. So you know who has the which guy has the problem of their girlfriend talking too much and nagging them too much. The one that doesn't know that she's been texting her best friend, who is also somehow her ex-boyfriend. When you realize that, no, that's when everything shatters. And I don't want to shatter it for you if you're one of those guys who doesn't get affected by anything, because you're just in your own world. Sorry to break it to you. But the time you don't take her nagging and not pick up her calls, she's called somebody else, buddy. And remember one thing. A shoulder to cry on becomes a dick to ride on. Not really though. Not really. Unless, look, you know what? If you're... I have never seen a guy land a girl because she has been ranting to him. You know what I mean? No chick rants to a guy about her boyfriend and then fucks him. Because if you're listening to her, agar koi parai, you know what's cheating? Koi parai aurat ke problem sunna is cheating. Agar your aurat rants to another guy, that is also... Bro, there are so many intricate things. I don't know why I've gotten into this space of thinking about, you know, all these things. But it crosses my mind, you know, like this is a problem. I'm a thinker. I'm Socrates, Plato, bro. I'm the prodigy of fucking Plato. The thinker, the mind of the thinker is what is a curse, you know. The mind of a thinker is curse worthy. Not curse worthy, curses. The mind of a thinker is filled with curses. By the way, I'm... sorry for this loud noise. I've been going to this place called Soul Fry in Bandra for karaoke nights. Fuck me, silly. I didn't know karaoke could actually be fucking fun. Because it's a bunch of Catholic people who started it. And I'm not gonna lie. Catholic people have their music down. Like, okay. You know who took L's in terms of music? Gujaratis. Okay, Marathis, you all have Jingat. I'll give you all that. Punjabis, you all have it down. Catholics. Actually, fucking, dude. You all are just... an abomination of the music that USA and England left behind to us. Not USA particularly, but USA and England came up with music and you didn't relate with Ajeeb Dastaan Hai Ye, so now you listen to Elvis, right? You try to pick up some Elvis, some Bon Jovi, some Queen, some ABBA, thinking that you're hip. And now you are, because we all want to go retro. Everybody wants to go retro for some reason. Why the fuck does everybody want to go retro? Like, oh, I want to go back. I have seen kids take aesthetic, kids by kids. Fuck, I've reached that age. You know you're old when you address another, anybody who's younger than you, when you address them as a kid, you know you're old now. And if a kid is between, if a person is between the age of 15 and 20, and you address them as kids, you're fucking old. Let me give you a reality check. Because bastard, you might be 23, but at heart you're old as fuck. I caught myself hating on some kids. Yes, kids, bitch. Kids. When I saw them take a picture from their phone, which was an iPhone 7. And these kids were loaded as fuck. So I asked them, why do you have an iPhone 7? And they're like, it's aesthetic. What? What is going on? Why are you taking pictures? Okay. Why are we going so retro that we are taking pictures with an iPhone 7? We are going back to when filters were... Like, we are creating filters for pictures to look older. There was a time when 2 megapixel agar tere camera mein hai, matlab tu cool dude hai. That was photography. 2 megapixel pictures were fucking photography at one point. And now, 4K videos are not enough for you. Ultra, you don't even like Ultra HD. You want to go back to red. How clear? Do you want the human eye to be your camera? Only then. Google Lens is only when you will fucking probably even remotely cut. Everything has to be fucking. I don't get it, man. Take a picture of fucking. I hate it. You take a picture of bandstand. You take a picture of the fucking station. You take a picture of CST and you in a retro filter and you think you're cool. Fuck off. Fuck off, go fuck your mother. It's so retarded. It's so retarded after a point. I don't get it. It's like, when did we stop enjoying new things? I think we stopped enjoying new things when it became like we're done with new things. We're done. You cannot release a better camera phone anymore. It is, we have phones that take pictures practically of the moon. Oppo selfie phone, Oppo F1 selfie phone aa gaya tha. To the point where taking pictures of yourself was so important that they branded the phone as a selfie phone. Fuck your RAM. Fuck your like gigabyte size. Who gives a rat's ass? Picture achhi aani chahiye. Kyo? It's all about the fucking optics, bro. It's about the optics to another degree these days. I don't understand. Like, it's about optics to another fucking degree. You cannot possibly become any cooler anymore. The cool people are the ones that don't dress sharp anymore. What happened to dressing sharp? What happened to dressing like a person who's neat and tidy? Look, I get the oversize, you know, like the cool look. But a shirt can look nice on your body. A shirt does look nice. Your t-shirt doesn't have to be, your sleeve doesn't have to be this wide. Your sleeve doesn't have to be this wide when your arms are this much. You can wear regular people clothing. You'll still look nice. It is better to look sharp and normal than to look hip and weird. If you're a lanky dude with oversized tees, you like that femboy look, you know what I mean? A femboy look. Like a clean shave, hair parted. Fuck me, I was that guy last year. I've just recently started keeping a beard a little more. But on that note, sorry, man. I'll have to cut this one short. I need to take a poop. I'll keep you posted and I'll see you next time. I love you and I miss you.